You do a deal with the Lib Dems?
Well, let me just take that in three stages, if I may, Nick. Firstly,
as many stages as you like.
I constantly get this comparison with Tony Blair in 95.
I'm only using the points.
No. I mean, I'd just gently point out that Labour nearly won in 92, and all the work changing the party had been done in the years before that. I picked up the worst electoral vote since 1935 and had to do... I'm doing, if you like, Kinnock, Smith and Blair in one run. So I'll concentrate on my job for the time being.
Right.
Now, there are... You know, I think we're on course for a majority, and I know that others say, oh, no, you're not.
Well, would respect Sir John Curtis, though, wouldn't you?
Of course I respect him. But I, on this occasion, think there are other factors in play. Firstly, because I've got to win 130, 140 seats, I'm very, very focused on where we're winning votes. And so what I've done is look at all the data from last week, from the local elections, and overplayed it in the areas that we need to win. It's why Medway and Dover and places like that are so important. Where are those votes? There's also a lot of people are leaving out of account Scotland. We've only got one seat in Scotland at the moment. I genuinely think and hope we can do better than that. And then the final bit, Nick, is this. We've kicked on every year. I mean, I've had a lot of noises off since I've been leader, a lot of advice. But every year I've just kept focused, and each year we've improved on the final. And I'm going to kick on again, and I've already told the parliamentary party the toughest bit is ahead of us. That's why we're going for a majority and not interested in coalitions.
So you wouldn't do a coalition with the Lib Dems?
I want a majority, and that's what I'm absolutely going for.
But if Sir John Curtis were right, would you talk to the Lib Dems about forming a coalition?
Well, no, we're not in that position. I've been very clear that I won't do a deal of any sort with the SNP for reasons that you will well understand, the fundamental difference.
No deal at all?
No. Because of that fundamental difference, they think that the way forward is to have separation and a border within the United Kingdom. I fundamentally disagree. I believe in the union. So there could be no basis for any agreement. As far as the Lib Dems are concerned, I want a majority Labour government because of the work we've got to do.
Yeah, but if you just come up short.
Well, look, Nick, there are no talks. There's nothing going on.
But would you be prepared to?
Look, we'll wait and see. I'm going for a majority government.
Wait and see. So you're not close to the idea?
Look, I'm not in the business of talking about deals or pacts. Certainly, you know.
But you're not
in
the idea of saying no either. I mean, you could end this now, Sir Keir. Look me in the eye and say, "There's no deal. There's no coalition. It won't happen." Well, you could end it now.
I would say we're going for a majority.
Yeah, I hear
and,
that, sir.
And you know, I'm not taking less.
You can't look me in the eye and say there's no deal.
Well, look, Nick, we're going to have to see what the situation is next year. But, I mean, you know, here we are. We've got a government that says they won't do a deal, but this is a government that, in their 13 years, have done two deals. They did a deal with the Lib Dems for five years, a coalition government. Then they did a deal with the DUP in 2017. So if you're looking at governments that have done deals, then it's the Conservatives who've got the history on deals, not the Labour Party.